Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka D-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people. What's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Lajay, baby. Y'all know, the girl that with RAR Radio, honey. The one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, baby. We don't do nothing small around these parts because we are in a bunch of cities and a bunch of states and even more homes. Yeah, dig. Now, today, my people, today, I have a treat for you. I have somebody in the building from that good old Chi-Town. And y'all know Chi-Town got a good lot of good things coming up out of there, baby. So, Mr. Q Sound, do I got you in the building, honey?
Yo, I'm here. What's going on, y'all?
We glad to have you in the building, honey. Now, you got this joint out right now called Changes. You know what I'm saying? I had a chance to run my ear across that and a few other songs across your SoundCloud. But why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, tell them what you do, and tell them all about that joint Changes.
Q Sam, and that joint Changes is basically about a time in my life where I was going through some changes, lost a good person in my life, and now they're not around, and I guess they couldn't change with me, and we just kind of changed apart or grew apart. But really, you can liken that song to any change you go through in life. It doesn't necessarily have to be a relationship, a friendship. It could just be any changes that you go through in life. The most important thing is to get through it and to keep pushing.
Most definitely. And you can attest to that and apply it to your music career, my people, because I know it's a lot of y'all listening right now who are out here doing your thing when it comes to this music game. You feel me? So change is not always a bad thing. Sometimes change will help you come and be exactly who you need to be. Sometimes it's a little uncomfortable, but I appreciate the fact that you, my man, came and even spoke upon that, you know what I'm saying, with this joint you have going on.
Yeah, most definitely. It's an honor.
Now, how long have you been in the game? Because you definitely don't sound like anybody that I've run across, you know, so far. So, like, how long have you been in the game? Like, what inspired you to want to do this thing? Because music career is not easy to obtain, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not easy to get in this game and get your foot in the door. There's so many people. It's oversaturated. But what started you wanting to do this?
My brother, Reggie Day, and my other brother, Kevin Streeter, and my good friend, Lindell Jones. Those three are like the staples of my career. I actually been singing all my life, but what happened is that I happened to be in Chicago in VIP at the Refuse Lounge with Lindell Jones. Look him up. He's another singer. By the way, he's opened up for Trey Songz before. He's opened up for Patti LaBelle, Ronald Isley. So be on the lookout for Lindell Jones. That's just a plug. That's my boy. Be on the lookout also for Reggie Day. That's my boy. But that's actually my brother, another singer. Those two got me the courage to get out there and sing. I've always had the talent. It's just they were the ones that just said, bro, you got to go ahead and do it. You just got to sing. And so I've been singing pretty much anywhere and everywhere, from the subways of Chicago to the stages of Chicago. I've been singing. So really it's just about finding that right time and that right record to just take off. And hopefully Changes can be it.
Now, like I said, I took a listen to a couple of your joints across, you know what I'm saying, your SoundCloud. For my people out there in listening land, make sure you go ahead and check my boy out. I will be sharing a couple of his songs on that good old Dream Hustle Win fan page on Facebook, honey. Don't worry, I got y'all. But, you know, I took a listen to a couple of your joints, and I was feeling that along the way. Like, where did you come up with that joint, and how did you, you know what I'm saying, get the vision to, you know, even aspire to write something like that?
You talking about that song, A Long Way?
Yeah.
First off, baby, I gotta say we made a long way. You talking about that song?
Yeah, Long Way.
That's actually not my song. That's actually my brother's song, Reginald Day, or Jay Reddy is actually his stage name. I was just in the studio. I helped produce that song, but it's not mine.
Ah.
That's not my song. I helped produce it. It just happened to probably be on my page. So shout out Jay Reddy, the Chicago Prince of R&B, by the way.
Okay, KK, because I'm like, I found it on your page under your album, so I thought that was on you, boo.
You know what? That's we all record under the same producer, but I helped produce that song. That's his song, though. You know what? That song that he made when we were in the studio, you know, we've been through a lot in life. We have a story to tell, and it's coming out through the music, hence the reason changes. That time in his life, he had come a very, very long way. Jay Reddy has done some things in the industry, some things factual, some things not factual. One thing factual about him is that he is working with the famous Jamal Smalls out of Chicago, for anybody who knows who he is and knows what his work is. He's also working with Manatee Records. He's also working with a couple of other people. Mainly what I want to say, though, is that that time in his life, he had battled and he's battling some things that, you know, I'll let him share personally if you guys ever link up and talk. But he had come a very, very long way to get back into the studio, to be able to make that music, to get back to his first love, his passion. And so that's why he came up with that idea for that title, A Long Way. That's a little piece of his life in that music that you hear.
Okay, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling the fact that y'all got that storytelling in your blood, because that's what it seems like.
Oh, yeah. We got a Chicago story for sure.
No, I'm feeling that. For all my people out there in listening land, make sure you check my boy out. You can check him out on that Instagram.com/IAMQSOUND. Check him out on Spotify, baby. You know, he got that record changes going on. He got a bunch of different things going up there. So make sure you go ahead and you like, you share, you download, and you comment on the things that my boy got going on. How do we know you're not there, and how do we know you do all that if you don't comment and leave an impression? Now, for this changes, like, is there any videos coming up? Is there any shows coming up for this? You know, is there any promo that you got going on that we need to know about? Like, let us in the know.
Well, it's Lejay. Did I pronounce that? Is it Lejay?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I hate mispronouncing people's names. As far as performances, nothing yet. I'm actually in the market for management or either a publicist. I'm actually in the market for promotion. Radio Pushers, shout out Radio Pushers. None of this is possible without Radio Pushers, Patience, Jonathan P. Wright.
Hey.
Man, I cannot. And also the lovely Lejay, she's given me this airtime, this radio time, this time to be cool, this time to be me, this time to be Q Sound. I really love you guys for this.
Okay.
Matter of fact, shout out Lejay. Y'all go follow her. Go follow her. Don't follow me, go follow her. Then go follow me. That's what y'all go do right now. Video, I would love to, but I need a budget. I do not have management anymore. I did have management that was putting half of my budget. The whole budget is now on me. So I just lost my job, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I am still recording. I am still singing. The grind does not stop. So it's just a little slow right now. But, you know, if I could find, you know, music management or somebody to help, you know, promote or whatever the case is, I don't have all the money, but I swear to you, I got the talent and I will work.
Most definitely. All y'all people out there in listening land, I know y'all all listen for a bunch of different reasons. And all of y'all ain't just the music heads. Y'all definitely, we got some producers out there listening. We have some videographers. We have a bunch of people listening. So check out my boy Q Sound. And if you like what he got going on, hit him. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit my boy up at that good old IAMQSOUND 87 at iCloud.com. Again, check out the goods, honey, because you know you like to check out the goods before you buy. Make sure you put the best foot forward. Go ahead and keep it cute and professional. Give it to him at IAMQSOUND87@gmail.com or at iCloud.com. Make sure you get at my boy. Now, you know, like I said, I'm gonna go ahead and share some of your stuff on the Dream Hustle Win fan page. That way people can go ahead and get familiar with you. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything out there that you want the people to know about Q Sound?
You know, for all radio interviews that I do, I normally sing a piece of the song that I'm promoting just so that people can hear it live. I'm not afraid to sing live. I'm one of those artists, if you tell me to go, I'm going. So if you don't mind, I'd like to sing a little bit of it just to promote myself once again.
Go and give it to him, baby.
Okay. I say.
All I ever wanted to do was love you. Treat you like a real man supposed to. Now I'm drowning in this liquor. Aaron's hair is getting thicker. Can't think, can't sleep, wanna dial your phone. Two glasses poured and I'm home alone. I really wanna love you. Girl, just give me a chance. We made a real connection, not just a one night stand. Where did you go? I've been going through some changes.
But yeah, that's a little bit of my new single, Changes, by me and Q Sound.
Yo, Q Sound in the building, baby. Y'all heard it live right here with your girl on the Dream Hustle Win show. You feel me? Hit my boy up. Make sure you follow him on that Instagram.com at I am Q Sound. If you like what you hear, baby, put the best foot forward for them collaborations and anything else, and send it to him at iamqsound87@icloud.com, honey. Now, y'all know your girl is a small fish in a big pond, and after this, back to your regularly scheduled program. So we only got a little bit of time to promote the best, honey. So make sure you get at my boy at Q Sound. Make sure you're checking him out, you know what I'm saying? And make sure you put your best foot forward if you're trying to get that W-E-R-K, baby. Now, we're going to have to say deuces for now. I hope you come back and see me. We will definitely be promoting you some of your stuff across the page and everywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you get over there and promote yourself, too, because we got your back all the way around. You dig?
Thank you, Lizay. Thank you so much, y'all. Thank y'all for listening.
No doubt, no doubt. For all my music heads out there, this has been your girl, Lajay, baby. For the Dream Hustle Win podcast with that boy, Q Sound. We're going to have to say deuces for now, and we're going to catch all y'all on the flip side.
Deuces.